News broke yesterday afternoon about a shooting at a high school in Parkland, the city of Southeast Florida. Information was still coming in as we produced this show. There was a lot that was still unknown as of last night. CNN.com will have the latest details on the shooting. One aspect of the Winter Olympics that's stealing headlines worldwide isn't about what the athletes are doing, but what's affecting many of them. The weather. We covered the bitter cold last week and the days leading up to the games. One problem now is the wind. Gusts have been measured as high as 50 miles per hour. That's the force of a tropical storm. It's caused several events to be postponed, and in one competition that was held in windy conditions, the women's slopestyle final, 41 of the 50 runs that were tried ended in either a crash or a rider deciding not to go through with the trick.
The weather is really starting to become a bit of an issue here at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Now, it is warmer, but it is incredibly windy. This is the Olympic Park in Gangnam. This is the area where a lot of the skating events are taking place, which is lucky because they are actually inside. There are announcements at the moment telling people that they should stay inside, saying it might actually be dangerous for people to be outside at this point. This is the main superstore here in the Olympic Park, and it's just closed down. They said that it is temporarily closed because of the strong winds. Now, we've seen a number of firefighters around. We've seen the police sort of taking away anything that could become airborne, anything that isn't really connected to the ground at this point, because there are concerns. You can see a lot of people are actually ignoring the warnings, saying that these should actually stay inside. But of course, people are being affected by this. It's not just the athletes that are being affected by these winds. We know a number of the events have been postponed over recent days, but spectators now as well are being told, stay inside. Paula Hancock,